Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
This is a custom hand job.
Timothy James Henson with you. The Careless Fairy have a great program for you. Let's just get the gay out of the way. Hey, you disgusting low-class welfare recipients.
I got a thin dick!
I suck a little dick. Smoke a little crack.
Yeah, I want to eat your ass for the night. I want to smoke and fuck you!
Finally, Tim Henson's gonna get a date. She's a total skank.
I have HIV. That's how it goes.
No one cares if you rape a hooker. Quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $50 a month or $2,000 a year. You get full access to testicles, breasts, ass, clits, nipples, penises, mandatory euthanasia, more abortion humor, and the
Queen's overall virus.
It's fun to talk about oral sex, but I want to chat about something else. If you are in New York and you are Jewish, really, if you see a black man, call the cops.
And I'd like to help you with that. These damn fools! Get the hell off of that phone! These damn fools! People get me angry here!
Hey, freaks! It's Monday, February 18th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, how many reasons do you need to not choke yourself with a dog leash? Plus, the Incinerator strikes again. And by strikes again, I mean kills his 14-year-old daughter. And smoking will rape you. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
What a day, what a day, what a day this is going to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But I will look to the God from whom things come from. Oh, that was good. Listen to this right here. And what you're doing, you're helping God in his work. Hello.
Love the farting preacher. Hey, freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure didn't. I was sick the whole weekend. It was awful. But I'm feeling much better now. As you can tell, I'm in a great mood. Got a fantastic show. I really think this is going to be a great show today. And for you Sideshow members, there's just so much great audio to play. I can't wait to get to it all. Why don't we get into it right now? First things first, I wasn't the only one sick this weekend. No, no, DV listener Neil was also sick with food poisoning. Don't worry, I think he's okay. Although, by the sounds of the audio here, he should be dead. Once you hear the audio, you two will wonder how anyone could come out of this alive. That's right, so Neil got food poisoning. He has an MP3 player with a record feature, and as a good DV freak, he knew there was audio gold to be had when he blew chunks in his toilet. So here we go. This is Neil having a little food poisoning issue.
Okay, it is 2 o'clock in the morning. I ate something, I can't remember what, that I don't think is particularly agree with me, and I'm going to hurl. So, I figured, since I've got the MP3 player, and it's got voice record, and Timbo, you love these sound effects.
Absolutely.
I figured I might as well be accommodating.
I not only love the sound of people puking, I just love the pain and misery they're in.
Record.
I feel better about my sucky life. Here we go. He's getting ready to puke. You can hear it. Here we go.
Sorry.
Oh. Oh. There's just chunks in there you can hear. You can hear the chunks splashing in the toilet. Oh, there's so much more to go. It's like an early birthday gift for me. It's wonderful. Neil's our token little Asian girl. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, I love the post-vomit spit. Get that out of your mouth.
Ah, fucking yuck.
Yeah, sounds yucky. There's more, though. What the hell were you puking up? It sounds like you were, like, puking up bowling balls or something. The amount of splashing going on. Puking up grapefruit. I'm not repeating. This is all, like, this whole thing is, like, 2.5 minutes long. Sounds like my dad hacking in the morning.
Fuck!
That's it. Poor Neil. Thank you so much, Neil, for recording that. I hope you're feeling better. Although this next audio clip is sure to nauseate. A good friend of the program, Zan, sent me a great YouTube clip. Oh, I just want to punch this cunt in the face. I don't care if she's 13 years old. A 13-year-old girl can legally be a cunt. I'm going to decree. I don't think there's anything wrong with calling a 13-year-old girl a cunt, because there are 13-year-old cunts, and you're about to meet one. So you know I love that Maury Povich girl who's like 15 and a cunt, right? The one that wants a baby, and if I can't afford my baby's clothes, I guess I'm going to steal it. You know that whole thing? Well, I love her, and Zan found apparently her sister or something. This is like a 13-year-old girl. She probably weighs about 70 pounds and is like 4'1" or something, like a little midget. No, she's like this little girl, and apparently she has a YouTube message to everyone out there. Take a listen.
Hey, what up, y'all? This is your girl, Lil J, and this little girl right here is getting a nobody.
Oh, she's white, by the way. I guess I should say that.
Hey, what up, y'all? This is your girl, Lil J, and this little girl right here is getting a nobody. So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my motherfucking face or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace.
Oh, someone please find her MySpace account.
I did, and this little bitch right here will fucking kill your ass, nigga. So if you have anything to say, you can say it to me.
Okay.
And if you want to bump, let's go, because I ain't scared of your motherfucking ass. Aight, bitch, later.
Oh. Don't you just want to grab her fucking hair and slam her head into a desk and then grab her neck and twist her head? Oh, sorry, I get angry. She's, oh, just awful. And then you'd see her face. A lot of people comment that she has the face of a burn victim. So I'll post that video on the Distorted View blog for you guys to check out. Oh, by the way, if anyone wants to write for the Distorted View blog and update it and everything, let me know. Looking for some new writers, I guess. One last clip before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. And this is by no means new, I guess. This was posted like a year or a year and a half ago or something. But this is the first time that I've ever seen it. It's a clip from one of those Bravo reality shows about showbiz moms and dads. But this one's about like people who show dogs and stuff. And I guess there was a dog who bit a man in a dog park. Take a listen to this.
I want you to come here for a second. No. You come here for...
That's the dude who just got bit on the leg by the dog.
Come here for a minute.
Swell. It's taking everything I have not to go over there and to get involved.
Okay, I'm going to have the dog taken.
Yeah, all this guy was doing was walking through the park. The dog ran up and bit him, and the woman grabbed her dog and ran to her car, but she's just sort of in her car, and he's trying to call her over.
What if it was a child? What if it was a child? What if it was a child, like one of these kids?
He died on the dog
Yeah, she's saying that she tells children to stay away, to run away if the dog comes near them because it bites. As if that would ever hold up in a court of law. Ah, she's foreign. This is fantastic. I love her defense. It's not my fault because I didn't mean for it to happen. That doesn't work. You can't say, I didn't want the dog to bite you, so it's not my fault. Well, it's your fucking dog. It should be on a leash.
The dog has some serious aggression problems. And just because a dog is small doesn't mean that it can't hurt.
That's
right. For many days I didn't bring him here because I suffer when he bites me.
She's the victim here.
I suffer when he bites me.
You're going to find out in just a second why I'm playing this clip on Distorted View.
I suffer when he bites me. I'm in my vagina. When I'm walking...
What was that?
I'm in my vagina. My vagina. My vagina. My vagina.
Dick and nuts!
Thank you, Alexis. All right, so apparently the dog bites her in her vagina.
When I'm walking and he sees other dog, he right away, he jumps on my vagina because he gets so crazy that he doesn't know who I am. He forgets everything. And he buys the Labrador and his penis. I don't want him to buy my Labrador and the penis. My Labrador is a baby. It's beautiful.
All right. Oh, one more clip here. You'll never guess what the dog's name is.
And what's his name, the dog?
Happy.
The dog's name is Happy. Happy to gnaw your cock off. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Now would be a great time to sign up. You sign up now, you can listen to today's extended program. Got a lot of great audio, a lot of fun retard audio for you, more spoiled rotten cunt audio, information on how you can purchase a 9-inch glittered dong with a suction cup and a vibrator on television. Among other things. The 9-inch glitter dildo is the tip of the iceberg. I'll talk about that, plus much more on today's extended program. Plus, you get full access to the DV archives, extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. SuperFreakSideshow.com. I'm going to get that P.O. Box address today, in theory. So if you are too stupid to use PayPal, or you're afraid they're going to steal all your information... I saw that movie, The Net, with Sandra Bullock. It can happen. It happens every day. I don't want to be a statistic. I'm old. Robots will come and kill me when I sleep. They feed on my cataracts. I don't know. So I'm going to set up a P.O. Box address so you can send money via check, money order, or what's that other thing? Oh, well-concealed cash, I guess. I'm not too keen on that because, you know, that's at your own risk. You have no way to track that. If it gets lost in the mail, you're fucking shit out of luck. But, you know, I do it for the people. So we'll see if I get that done this week. I've been living in Columbus, since November? Can't get my shit together. As usual. All right, superfreaksideshow.com. That's the web address for, the real fans of the show. So first story we got for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Oh shit, I've got the toddler molestation story at the top of the program. I don't like to lead with those. I like to ease into it. Oh, I completely forgot to tell you guys. This is so great. Today on the sideshow. All right, you know how we have the fat man? I've been looking for someone that we could call... someone on YouTube who does updates who we could affectionately call the Careless Fairy. And I think I found the Careless Fairy... the careless fairiest of them all, and I'm going to introduce them to you sideshow members today, and hopefully, eventually, you Freeside people will get to... I'm sure you will. This guy is a... he's a hot mess, I guess, is what the kids are saying these days. He's a fucking train wreck, is what he is. So I'm going to introduce you sideshow members to that. But anyways, back to a different kind of hot mess. Yes. A toddler was molested. Doesn't seem seem so bad now, does it? Thank you, Katrina. Yes, a man in Orlando, Florida is accused of molesting a 2-year-old at a busy park while her mother turned her back to get a cigarette. Investigators... Which brand of cigarette is so smooth and full of flavor that you wouldn't mind letting a rapist have at your child just so you could have a puff of that rich blend of the finest tobacco?
Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston, cigarette good.
Mommy's coming, honey. Just a few more puffs. Let me sing you a song. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you something nice from the Marlboro Miles catalog. How about a Dale Earnhardt ashtray in the shape of a car? Every time you flick your ash, the headlights flash on and off. That's fun.
Yes, back to the story here. Investigators said Daniel Camaro was arrested not far from the Lorna Doone Park playground. Mmm, love her cookies. Where the alleged incident happened on Saturday. The woman said she took her eyes off her daughter and 5-year-old son for about 3 minutes. Quote, I walked to my truck, of course. So it probably did sound like,
I walked to my truck to get a ciggy and lit it up. And when I came back, my daughter was standing next to some transient. Sitting on the bench, sucking his big, fat, homeless man cock!
I added that last part, but that's no doubt what happened, the girl's mother said. The woman said she asked others if anything happened while she was not looking at her 2-year-old.
I asked the little boy and girl who were sitting out there what happened. He said the old man had her on his lap and she was touching her private parts.
She was touching her private parts? She wanted it. The woman called for help as the man continued to head toward Orange Blossom Trail. Just be glad he wasn't heading for your daughter's pink blossom trail, if you know what I mean. The woman later found out that the man may have also paid the girl's brother some money to distract him. I love how, like, the 5-year-old brother is kind of the 2-year-old girl's pimp at this point. Got a lucrative gig now, especially you get homeless guys paying you money to do this? They don't like to pay for anything, so you're onto something. That is messed up, the mother said. She's 2 years old and you gave my son change so you could touch his sister to get him away. The woman said she should not have left her children unsupervised at the park. No shit. Camaro or whatever Camaro was charged with lewd and lascivious molestation of a child under 12 years old. Honey, where did the bad man touch you?
My vagina.
Okay. There you go. Florida, once again, doesn't disappoint. Second story we have for you today. A building superintendent in the Bronx with a history of mental illness strangled his 14-year-old daughter and tried to burn her body in the building's incinerator. All right, that'll be enough. I love how the very beginning of the song is the ow! As in, ow, you're burning me. Or, ow, you're raping me. The reason why I was laughing at the beginning of the story is not because it's funny that this poor girl died, but it made me realize why I led with the molestation story at the top of the program as opposed to the story, because the girl actually dies. The man, identified as Miguel Matias or something, 34, told officers that he had lost his temper. Fucking understatement, and killed his daughter because he found her sending instant messages to a boy. That's grounds for, like, being sent to your room without dinner or having your phone taken away for a month. That's not, like, incinerator time. I'm not sure exactly what would constitute incinerator time anyways. This dude runs a tight ship, man. And I gotta be honest with you, when I hear those, domestic violence PSAs where the guy's like, where's dinner? Pizza? Dinner tonight is pizza. And the woman just gets slapped around a little bit and he says, get back in the kitchen! She got off pretty fucking easy. She could have been thrown in the oven. Should have been incinerator time for you, lady. Mr. Matias, who was arrested on charges of murder and manslaughter, told the authorities, it really should be one or the other. Pick murder or manslaughter, but not both. He didn't kill two people, or he didn't kill her twice. I mean, isn't that just two different charges when you kill people? Murder and manslaughter? You can't be charged with both. That's double jeopardy. He should be released. He's free. That's it. I'm Tim Henson, and I have no idea how the judicial system works. Mr. Matias called 911 on Saturday to say he killed his daughter. He said he put her body in the woods, but officers discovered the girl's body on fire in the incinerator in the boiler room of the building. Authorities said that Mr. Matias had been placed in an institution years ago after he poured gasoline in a car while he and two children were inside, including the 14-year-old whom he was accused of killing. Fucking bitch can't catch a break.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow. So.
Final story we have for you today. I can't believe it's another story about this. It's ridiculous. Every 6 months, it appears that there's a story like this. This time, it comes from Atlanta. Federal health officials are issuing a warning about a choking game. It's a fad among teens and preteens. Our nation's youth is so stupid. My proof?
I did, and this little bitch right here will fucking kill your ass, nigga.
Oh, that's why I get so angry when there are news stories like this. And the fact that the CDC is issuing a warning about this. Don't warn the kid. Don't warn anyone about it. The kids that are stupid enough to kill themselves by tying a bungee cord around their necks, we don't need them. We'd probably be better off without them. You know what I mean? In the long run. Imagine those people as adults. Yes, it's a fad among teens and preteens in which children wrap dog leashes, bungee cords, or other things around their necks to temporarily cut the blood flow to their head. When the blood rushes back to the brain, it creates a dreamlike feeling, but it can also be deadly. Bong. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say at least 82 youths have died from the game, and the study's author says that's probably an undercount because many of the deaths are not differentiated from accidental stranglings or suicides on death certificates. The CDC says nearly all the deaths were youths playing alone. It's urging parents to watch for warning signs, including bloodshot eyes, marks on the neck, frequent and severe headaches, and disorientation. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. A couple things I wanted to mention before we do the voicemails. I got to say thanks to Paul for sending in the mix that we played at the top of the show. Thank you very much, Paul. That was excellent. And, you know, I play a lot of Butch Walker, my favorite musical artist, at the end of the program a lot of days. And he has a new album, and he's doing that thing kind of that Radiohead did with their album, pretty much giving it away. So if you want to hear some Butch Walker stuff, it's a live album. It was recorded during one of his stops to Atlanta, I guess, and it has songs from his days with Marvelous 3 all the way up to Butch Walker and the Let's Go Out Tonight's his newest album. So you should definitely check it out. You can download it for free if you want. I highly suggest you pay what they're asking, which is like $6, and you get like bonus tracks and stuff like that. A lot of great stuff on there. The website to download it is therecordbusinessisfucked.com. So there you go. Download it instantly.
Yo, Tim, what's up?
Hey, y'all.
Linda Licker calling from the United States Army. Well, no, actually, I got picked out of the Army, so...
What? You were in there for like 2 days. What happened, my friend?
Well, no, actually, I got picked out of the Army, so I'm, pretty much fucked. Kidney stones. Disqualifiable for a year. Yeah.
Okay, wait a second. Out of everything we know about the window licker... He got kicked out of the U.S. Army because of kidney stones? Didn't see that coming.
Hey, Tim, I know you were obsessed with that band Prussian Blue, the racist girls.
Yes.
I just found out that Prussian Blue is actually the color of the residue left in the gas chambers when the Nazis used it to burn up the Jews. I thought you'd enjoy that. Maybe you can look for the crayon color Prussian Blue or something.
Crayola should come out with Prussian Blue. That is fucked up. If you don't believe me that little girls can be cunts, look to Prussian Blue. Those bitches are the very definition of cunt. Although I was watching that documentary. I can't remember who did it. Louis Theroux might have done it for BBC or something. But anyways, it really seems like the girls are kind of maybe not on board with the whole Jew and black hating thing going on. The parents have put them up to. I think they're sort of questioning that at this point. So I don't know. Better get your Prussian Blue CDs now. Before they break up, and then they can do like a reunion tour like the Spice Girls did. Oh, speaking of England, the new Pepsi is coming out there called Pepsi Raw, and it's the totally like organic, supposedly, has pure cane sugar. It's made with sort of like apple extract or something. I don't know. But it's supposed to be, you know, the all-natural version of Pepsi. It's called Pepsi Raw. I don't know if it's out now or it's coming out soon, but any of my UK listeners, keep me posted. I'm a douche.
Hey, Tim. This is Tim from Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to let you know, I can't get a Distorted View membership by the end of this month. I guess I'm gonna sell it.
Hey, Tim. It's Hector from Dayton.
Everyone loves that skank.
And I think I know why you get sick all the time. I think it's because you're white trash and you walk around in shorts and sandals in the middle of winter.
No, I hate
to stop that.
I hate people that do that, and I see that so much because I live near the Ohio State University, and fucking college kids are, I mean, it's the ones that are like 18 and just got on campus and it's their first time away from mommy and daddy. I'm gonna wear shorts. I don't care if it's 70 degrees or -70. If I wanna wear shorts, I guess I'm gonna do it. That's what happens.
Hey, Tim, it's Jerry Bob. I need some advice today.
Ooh.
I just need to know how to get, like, feces and vomit out of my mustache and beard. And soap and water just doesn't seem to cut it. So maybe you could help me with that.
Hey, you know what? It's funny that you mentioned that. You know what I have a problem with my, like, mustache? Is, like, whenever I eat something with, like, cheese, like pizza, for instance, I get, like, a little bit of, like, some sort of, like, cheese residue or something in my mustache that I can't see. It's not visible. But then after, like, a couple hours, I start to smell like spoiled milk on my mustache, and I can't get it out. It takes hours and hours of scrubbing it with soap. Oh, it's frustrating. If anyone has I guess feces is kind of the same thing as cheese. So if anyone has some advice for us, let me know.
TJ Henson, Sean here from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. First, I wanted to rant about some elderly.
Sure.
So we got a lot of snow up here, and fucking old people. I don't know what the deal is. It's 2 below out. And
I need to have a whole podcast where we just slam old people.
Little metal carts full of...
That would get me some press. I guarantee it.
In a residential area in the middle of the street with nowhere to go, not hanging from their nose, all frozen. This pisses me off. I'm going to get one of those little plows they put on the front of trains and just start running them down.
Oh, just fucking hit them with a snowball.
Hey, Timmy, it's Kimberly in Texas. Sideshow member, long-time listener, third or fourth time caller. I am way behind on the show, and so I was listening today to the 16th, the January 16th episode.
Oh my.
And it's Bexar County, not Bexar County. It's a Spanish
word. Oh, sorry.
Texas used to be owned by Spain and Mexico.
Fucking,
and
fucking
then
Spaniards.
Another thing that I was calling about was the guy left you a voicemail saying you'd already played that Sexastic Tuesday, and you didn't think you had, but you have.
Oh,
because I remember it also, because I fast-forwarded through it, because I thought, ugh, I can't handle the brother thing. That's just too gross.
Yeah, that was from, yeah, I remember that.
Timmy! Hey, Timmy. It's Nard.
Nard!
Hey, I'm here at San Francisco, and I went to the Eagle. Remember last month, I think? Yeah, you had them in the show. You had a Sextastic Tuesday about a guy getting fisted at the Eagle.
Right, yeah, the guy who was an asshole, right? And he got his cock, like, nailed to the... or his lip or something nailed to the bar, and then the guys just, like, fucked him. Right.
Unfortunately, there was no fisting, so...
That's the bar it took place in, right? In San Francisco.
Sorry to report that. I wish there was lots more to report. But there was a band. They're big, hairy guys who were there last night. So, yeah. So it was fun. Okay, so I'll call you later. And
very good. Nard checking in. Little piece of Distorted View history.
Hey, Tim. It's Delia in Minneapolis. I'm calling to let you know about some unsavory action here. I sent you an email with a link to a stupid human interest story that they ran yesterday about two window lookers that got married on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes, I know all about that, my friend. I've got some audio from the wedding. That's for my sideshow freaks.
Hey, Tim. It's Grainfellow Guard.
Hey.
I was listening to the extended section of the Sex Test Tuesday, and you said that the lady from the Comfort sounded very familiar.
Yes.
Maybe that's because you played a video of her where the guy put it in the wrong hole. At least that's who she sounds like to me.
Oh, might be.
Hey, Tim, remember the ending to the show you played Thursday?
No.
Well, guess what? My anus is bleeding.
Oh, yes, I played a clip from Rejected.
Hey, Freaks,
fuck your voice, my message. Fuck. Hey, Tim, Matt from Canada calling. Just wanted to let you know that I tried to buy a shirt, you know, trying to send you money off your store,
yes,
on your site, and it doesn't fucking work.
Yeah, you know, I'm working on something in that, I don't know, fucking Cafe Press, but I'm trying to work on something that's a little bit better quality.
Oh, man, I thought I heard it all, really, in the past few years I'm listening to your show. But then, here is Sexastic Tuesday, where you mentioned shit dildo. And I've just learned a new word that I never thought about.
Oh, you mean shit dildo. Hot, steamy shit dildo.
Oh, man. Every time I think I heard it all, you just bring something new. Keep up the good work, man. I really enjoyed your show. Bye.
Got my little Santiago checking in.
Hello, honey.
Hey, honey.
Hey, this is Ben from Boston. Mm-hmm. Former underage listener.
Yes.
That's right. I just turned 18 this past weekend. I have been listening to your show now for almost 3 years, I think, in my last count. So
left
now
it
there's
out.
Scumbag who thinks he's the original underage listener. Sorry, buddy. I've been at this since day one.
No, okay.
Keep up the great work, Tim. The show is as funny as ever. And I love when you do those best of shows from the old Sextastic Tuesdays from two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
They're great. My memory's not what it used to be now that I'm getting old, so.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know, I don't want to say we shot our wad prematurely with those Sextastic Tuesdays, but it really does seem like some of the best ones are those classic Sextastic Tuesday stories.
Hey, Timothy J. Henson, this is Gordon Beer from www.thehardstuff.net. And dude, you know what? I think I've found the most sappy old Valentine's Day song ever. By the way, you forgot the one from Savage Garden. I think I knew you, or I think I loved you before I met you. That's even sappier than the one that you had, but here is a song that I think will make you puke.
All right, so this is, you know, on Valentine's Day we were talking about sappy love songs. Apparently he thinks he has me beat.
Here we go.
Paula, I love you, my
heart. Oh, yeah, here comes the stupid ugly bitch.
We've waited so long.
You know my favorite? I don't know about that song. I don't understand what was being played. I can't understand what's going on. But anyways, my favorite song of all time. Here's a great love song. It's from April Stevens.
Me tiger, I'll kiss you. Wow, 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 wow. Show me tiger.
Oh, it's great.
I'll kiss you. Wow, 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 wow.
You should look that up. It's called Teach Me Tiger. Great, great love song, in my opinion. Do we have time for any more? Holy shit. We'll do one more.
Hey, Tim. What was up with Tuesday Sextastic Tuesday? Oh. And Wing was on an episode of South Park.
I fucking hate you. I hate you all. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God, he bite me. Where did he bite me?
My vagina.
Yeah, vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Everybody is great.
Yeah.
day, what a day, what a day this is going to be. God, I thank you now for this new move in his life. You decree, and the light of God's, and here it is. Keep me in the way that I should go. Hallelujah.